The views and opinions expressed on this show by the hosts do not necessarily state or reflect those of the channel. Furthermore, the views and the opinions of the guests do not reflect those of the host and the channel. Also, we do not encourage you to try this at home. We are trained professionals who do not have your best interest at heart or our own. Enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen,
boys and girls,
welcome to the greatest podcast on the planet.
Nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
You're learning it, po 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 po.
And they tipping me off. I know you from the inside out. We do some real talking at my mama's house. We finna get some for a dollar. We might just hit home in a Honda. But are you ready? I am ready. Don't keep me waiting. I'm okay. I'm just minutes away. You can come any day. You can come and we play. But are you ready?
Yeah. Again, I need 3, 2, 1 listen.
So anyway,
we're going to be in off camera.
No, I never. I just cut the court area. I know what to sing a Kurumi. What to watch it up. Otherwise, bro,
so what's the difference between
where's the ring? Where's the ring?
What ring?
Bro, you got married. We also have the pictures. Like, oh, I see. I'm just telling you, know.
Yeah, hey, no one gave me congratulations because niggas is haters.
We said congratulations on last time me and Vui were here.
That was oh, la kuruma.
Yeah, see, you don't watch the podcast.
You don't even watch the podcast, bro.
That's how fire you again.
But part of it was released because of such actions.
No. You could have been some business into Fernandez. You guys said congratulations to me for getting married.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, shit, I'm touched, bro. Thanks a lot, guys.
I think
you guys are my friends after all.
I'm not your visa.
Yeah. It's still going to see everyone who channel on my street. It's chill. I'm a fan of who you see. You know, real men pick one woman and decide to sleep with her until the end of time.
Until the end of time.
Can I get an amen there? Amen. Yeah, that's where it's at, boys. So, yeah, breezy off the streets now.
Yeah. Hey, check out about pushy love.
How do you maintain faithfulness in a city called Bulawayo, the city with the highest concentration of beautiful women per capita?
What's up?
Like, how do you do it? Like, how do you go home and be faithful, bro?
I think we must make up a conspiracy theory in your life. For example, I'm strongly convinced that sleeping around creates bad vibes and might mess up whatever money I'm trying to make. So it's this conspiracy theory I cook in my head. To explain why I make $7.
People with more money than you sit around, but they don't lose any shit.
Like,
I always say this, any woman in Bulawayo, if you're married and your husband sleeps at home, pray to God, get on your knees and pray to God.
Like my wife.
Like, because you're...
Yeah, but like my wife, Phil.
Bro.
Hey.
But this eye, bro, in this city is the best thing. And it's the best thing to happen to a person in this city. Because I can be with my girlfriend. Even I can actually focus on two women at a time. And you do shit.
Even a poofs, dog. Like, bro, you can focus on two things at one time, dog.
Motorboat jam.
Bro, like, I can be with my girlfriend and still look at other girlfriends and other girls as they walk by, bro.
That was my chance. When you clipping on Instagram, it was really fucked up, bro. It wasn't fucked up. I was telling you that I said the 14 years, but I forgot. Something for school.
Okay.
And then this boy also had like a mishwa. And then mama said, and then when that kid started talking, mama said, no, I said with both eyes. And then like, why will you move it in your forecast?
That doesn't happen with
me. We didn't even get to whatever the kid was saying. All of the comments were like, I don't control the intro. So, because, Then my son okay, what? Yay! I said it with both eyes. Let me see this. Zing. Love it.
My photo, I want to go to
an Ayano skill.
I don't know, but that's not that.
That's not my question. That's where my question is going. Guti.
No, it's not like that.
It's not like that.
It's not like that.
But I'll find the clip and then maybe we'll play it next week. Because I can see him.
If he's here, I'll see him.
I thought you did a tunnel vision.
But no, no, but you don't need to understand, right? But you don't need to understand. One of the eyes in a main focus, then the other one is also seeing. But the main focus. Like now, the main focus is on this eye. He's seeing you, seeing him. This one, he can see
so
them, but focus
is like.
Now I'm focusing using this one.
Little autofocus, optical zoom, all those things.
Like, so some for me, it's all about light. And you know, I might assuming a light.
Yeah.
For me, it's all about light. If there's too much light, most of the time, this one focuses and this one is too sensitive. So that's why most of the time I actually close this light.
Is it crazy also that we've done this many episodes with him and this is only coming up now?
No.
Now, Andy, apart from all the shit we say, we're actually very sensitive people. But it's not like we didn't see.
but with the eye jokes, right? With the eye jokes, I remember my young sister.
It's eye opening.
And you know how people are like, I never see that coming. But anyway, my young sister once took a selfie with me and she did some funny things with her. I can't do that funny things with her because my eyes are already funny, right?
Oh.
So she was like, then she put a caption so that it doesn't feel out of place. I'm like, what the?
I hope you chocolate was some data because no, I'm traumatized.
No, I was in my early 20s. But basically, I think I have better jokes about my eye than most people.
Yeah, it's true.
Well,
that's the best place to be. When
I started doing my comedy, I think I did more of my eye jokes than any other.
Yeah.
Because I was like, let's get over this and done.
That takes the sting out of it anyway when you
But
own
some
something.
Of this is true. I know jokes. Like, I can't make a girl blush. That's the honest truth. I can look at a girl. She's confused if I'm looking at her or not. So I can't even make a girl blush, but she'll be like...
She'll be thinking...
Get away now, my sister. Like, I'm looking at you.
No, that time when I really don't even take the Zaza serious.
Then what happened with the kids? Like, I went to Ramangani, they really get confused and I'm talking to them. Like, I went to Ramangani, they were like,
yeah, it's true.
Are you talking to me? And they're innocent. So people don't get confused.
Hey.
Nah, but I was supposed to get this done. An operation was supposed to be done.
It's too late now.
No, I was supposed to do it when I was in primary school.
It's too late now.
Then a few things happened. I didn't. And then the doctor was like, your brain is already. It's gotten used to this. We'll mess it up if we then.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, let's do this.
It's too late. I mean, I feel I would have been heavy on the Zaza life, but once again, if you're on the Zaza life, you're so feel how much the rappers are going back home. As we hear you. They're going dim dum bat.
Dim dum bat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, can you tell me to my intro? Yeah, it's my intro, man.
No, intro is a part on this.
It's true.
It's a part on
this. But since anyone, RIP to the boy.
Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the what?
What's just the boys and girls.
Okay, boys. Okay, let's. Ladies
guys,
and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Boys and girls.
Welcome.
Broadcasting live or coming at you live at Zulu Fashion House. Coming at you live from Zulu Fashion House. Welcome to BIO Podcasting on Night 9.
AKA Msangano and shit.
And we are now at 6.1 subscribers.
People want part of
it. I'll press it something there.
6.1 hours. Get it. I see you.
I see you.
I see compressed.
Producer is.
Laba Savali opening. That's sound engineer, Matuse.
Yeah. That's sound engineer. Press a bit.
Press a bit. You. Some are playing. Some are engineer. This one, the second one. Ah, this one.
I think it's the green one. I see. I actually enough.
8, 7.
Who's the fucking audio tune?
We now have an opening for a sound engineer podcast.
Media. Please email us at getjiggy@javu.com. getjiggy@yahoo.com.
Yeah. So 6.1 subscribers, please continue subscribing. We are left to do 1,000. 1,000 subscribers to bring back up part one.
Actually, that's what's going to happen.
And I don't know. Maybe the subscribers is because of our last episode.
Sing us. I wanted to ask. Yeah. Is the last that where episode we got the boost?
Taffelin.
We had an amazing...
I wish I would have seen you stand up and turn around. I wanted to see the proportion of... I want to see the proportion of the face, the boobs, and the thighs, and the...
Duke, she wasn't there to strip, bro. She was there to talk. If you want to see all those things, go to your gram or stalk her or some shit. So, there, we're picking your brain, gram, not your body, bro.
I went to your gram. I didn't see...
then now, it means maybe she shares that one privately then.
But you know what? That episode is the highest views, I think, of all our episodes.
In total.
It's sitting at 4K.
Not as more. That one broke the 24-hour.
I think like the 6-8 in the 24. 6-12 in 24, something like that.
Yeah.
It was really... You guys really liked having her here.
And the comments on Instagram, then the comments... I don't understand.
Collectively, the impressions are approaching.
The impressions are good, but the comments... So I don't understand. Why do we always have to be negative? Even if...
We're not negative. We taste my dudes are so...
About what?
We're like, HIV negative, man. Man. Bro, for someone who didn't catch last week's episode, can you give a little context about maybe who she is and maybe highlight some of the things she spoke about?
Okay. Also, we had Taffelin. She's a content creator / influencer... not model, but yeah, along those lines, I think people get so. Yeah, last episode we had here, we're speaking about a lot of things
event
like
hostess as well. I think,
yes,
because
yes,
I think she was table host for that Garden of House,
yes,
that one I did, yeah.
And then, so we spoke about a lot of things, and then something that caught people's attention was the issue of her expenditure and how much you'd expect from a guy if they're dating.
Okay.
So at some point, I think she sort of minced their words and said $100 a day, and then we just took that and ran with it on the
naturally. Naturally.
It's content.
And it got all the broke niggas mad, bro.
It's content.
That is true.
Imagine, look. Oh, you mean imowe le vs? Yeah, imagine. Three clip.
Yeah, but
members for days, the ones who make the most noise.
Yeah, my niggas were mad.
Even the ladies. I saw one lady saying she needs to pronounce errands nicely. You know, there's always that.
I'm gonna pronounce errands. Then what?
But I was going to bro. If you give people something to be mad about, then they start looking for these chinks in your armor. So that's kind of the liberty. When you partake of the liberty of speaking freely, you have to be ready to pay the price of niggas coming at you sideways.
On my notes here, there's something I want to ignore this, but it's there in the notes. How at some point did it become, did you end up having tribalistic comments?
Nah.
Cause no. The funny part was, she's Shona.
You see now, the views and all that attention, it also comes at a price. People, when I buy 500 of us together every day, they know how we joke. They know the types of jokes we make. So, I balance on 4K, keep 500, which means there's like 3.5K dunderheads. We've never listened to us.
No, but we listen. We nobody get a thousand.
And they're going to interpret whatever we're saying. Which way?
Yo, man, this happens all the time anyway yeah. when we get something controversial here.
Exactly.
Didn't you see what happened here? Skadiska for some kind. Because this disrespectful podcast, hey, we will never watch
people
them again.
Yeah.
And like, ah,
guys. And then we got more people to watch.
And then we're podcast equipment here. Do that and go to my girlfriend. But I'm like, bro, we have like 106 episodes.
What the F? What our alcohol educative? And they were like, dog, you clearly don't watch us, bro.
So, look, I went to tribalism. It was coming from people who've never seen us. They just saw the snippet. And
then, anyway, continue commenting. Continue liking, continue sharing our podcast. We really love that. And shout out to Zim Celeb for really pushing the episode.
Shout out to Zim Celeb.
And shout out to Taffy Lynn also.
Shout out to Taffy Lynn.
Thank you for coming through.
She's single. I'm single. Hey, it's the month of love. I tell jokes for a living. That's a joke, Leana, bro. She said $100 per week. And imagine, because of the jokes I do, bro, I tell you, I was like, I'm going to $100 in Kasama jokes. I'm going to say, $100.
Those are going to have to be some really good jokes,
but
bro.
But I was saying, I was not even looking at you, so I was not even concentrating on you. So, but we're in the month of love. Valentine Wheeler, my chance. Did you get anything? Or what did you get? What did you give?
You know what I saw on my way here? A Cubana like this. It's always packed, bro. On Kama Wednesday.
But today is night.
Yeah, but today in 10 empty, bro. It seems like I'm a para pushy love, bro. It's a wild thing, bro.
It's fair as yet to other two.
Go empty Cubana there. I'm a stranger.
Wow.
I'm going to say, hey, I'm not serving the farmers. I'm a shaving stick. I'm a condom. I say, run out. Cut it.
You know the funny part? Like I spend most of my time in these medical facilities, pharmacies and surgeries. The thing that moved fast from Thursday, the condom, the morning afters.
I feel like if we're valentining this.
Oh, let my HIV test kits.
You know, I don't know.
Let my HIV test kits.
Hold on. Okay, that's what I understand. Hold on. Let me learn my logic here, Nikis. I don't know. I might be wrong, bro. But if I feel like if we're in a space of we're doing Valentine's, you know what I'm saying?
Condoms, raw talking.
Tina's saying the Valentine.
Yeah.
Tina's often doesn't get primary. You know what I'm saying? But ungaziboni umuntu oyenza la iValentines.
Lingakafiki ku stage same.
I think it jumpy medula. Unless nje lipho ngokukhipha isizungu. Ta when you enza
la.
I used to own a company that used to do that. But anyway, what did you guys get? Did you guys receive anything?
I'm not a moment to be offline today, so I guess that's that. That tells me that.
Your wife was offline?
Yeah, bro.
So, you didn't have to manage that?
Ah, you got to go. Yeah, bro. Lambing echo. You promised me to interview you. I'm going to go to Amazon.
Okay. Me praising Ali. What did you get?
It's on the way, bro.
What are you going to do?
For those of you watching, it's only 9 episodes right now. Final, okay, city on the way.
Thank you. I'll give you a baby, bro.
I'm gonna divert a bit.
We have people
sitting next to you. Can you give them mics?
Hey, smooth, so much
you guys give any catch anything?
Yeah,
just say yes or no.
Yes. Zero.
How far, bros? Did you get anything today?
Hey, enjoy.
Utolen.
Just call on.
Ah, okay.
Ah, bet.
Oh, no, that's strange.
Next one.
Take cologne. Because I want to deal.
And that's why you spray.
Cologne.
Take cologne.
Mr. Bombastic.
So
I'm going to date her.
Well, me, I'm single. I'm single. I didn't get anything, bro. I'm single. I thought maybe, you know, Tavelin. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh my Tavelin. God.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. Yeah. I'm an award-winning comedian. The only influence I have is influence.
Those of you never done funu about the cheringo. What I'm like, I also realized what I'm doing dog because there was really low traffic on my socials.
I'm a status. People are not updating their status.
Yeah. But even posting. We are going to post this dindi or post a.
People are very quiet.
I want to be two because I want to be gang.
And then one of our members who's on suspension because she wants relevance. She sent us a video on WhatsApp group. So it just happened that someone proposed at Chicken Inn and it did not end well.
Oh.
What happened?
What do you see?
I don't think that's Bulawayo. I'm not sure where it is, but it happened.
How prazola who count in daughter? Pansy or something.
Ah, but in Bonnie Ying has to be a whisky.
Ah, the man who's a Buddha.
Ah, I'll go Bulawayo.
I'll see Bulawayo.
This is Harare, and I think I know this branch in Harare.
Is this a Zim celebs already, Vet?
Bro, like.
Could you remember how reject PS5?
Remember reject PS5?
Like he was sitting at this establishment, just going through his phone. Then Uche Robe said, we trade PS5, Labanya Band, we trade like other gifts. I think Uche Robe bonded. So as I'm talking about and then the guy just took man and pull out the chair and then
wow.
Chair was a link PS5.
I want to be cloud.
Now I'm thinking.
I have a question. For those within the podcast, for those who are married, how did you propose? Number one. For those in here who haven't proposed, if ever you're gonna would you do something like this? Yeah, would you do something like this? I'm a chance. Are you gonna do this? Are you going to propose in front of the public? What would you do?
What would Snoop do?
What would you do? Would you propose? Yeah, you can talk.
Would you do like a grand gesture kind of thing or something?
Nah, I feel like it's for people with low self-esteem. No offense.
Wow. Okay.
So it's not a public thing because you need to keep it private. That's why they say don't find diamonds on top of the what? On top of the sand, you find it deep.
Minerals
are deep. He's choosing one spot in the whole country. It's irrelevant. So, no offense to the guys who do it, man. But I feel like if you really want to step into it, you have to keep it private because, in the end,
my
boy.
Okay, give to another gentleman. Otori Cologne.
Yeah, yeah.
How did you propose? How did you propose?
Mina.
Yeah.
And I am proposing. I'm a traditional guy. Don't believe what you want to make a proposal.
Okay.
Why should I propose?
All right.
And
right.
I don't understand. I think I get you. I think I saw into a villa kit.
Well, it's Western culture.
Africans. So, just from the culture, I want to have a villa. I said, I'm for proposal for Kota. So, just when I'm from church, I'm for the so, paid it.
It's a proposal. Moon.
It's injured.
Yeah, it's injured.
Then we propose. I'm doing a $4 meal. Make price.
I mean, I wouldn't propose.
You wouldn't?
In public, bro. Village. It's pub.
Now, can I say something?
Yeah.
Some of these things also you have
what
to
you
understand.
Trying to be, dog? I guess it's just boozing.
But some of these things, sometimes it's not even for you, bro. It's for, you know, if you're into your person and you realize, okay, this makes my person happy. I will do something for her so she can show her friends. However, I mean, I am convinced with most of those proposals we see are public that go bad. Because I don't think if you're in a relationship and it's going well and you propose and she doesn't want to get married, she would embarrass you like that in public. Maybe saying, Avuma. We need to think about this. I still am Ali. What? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yes, Jenga proposals to him, Bama. I don't want to check you out and enjoy it. You did something,
I've never seen myself as a girl go down on one knee and say, will you marry me? I'm that girl, okay, mamas, I want to come pay Lobola and Guinea. Let's get the aunts involved. And Mina, I don't think I will allow my girl to have a Aurora squad.
So, when I know Chafu's a woman,
what was that? 40?
No, no, You know what, my sister, when she was getting married, she spoke about the Rora squad, and you know, when we were like, we're not funding that. Then as the family said, we're not funding that. And we hope the guy also is with Supe. Whoever wants to be part of the Rora squad, that's fine. You get my point?
It's fine. I understand that. But yeah. I'll say, dog, some of these things, you get to a position where you learn to do them for her and not for yourself.
I'm going to do the big wedding. I'll do this big wedding for you, definitely. But
you would like that. Njengami ngayo nami proposal sengabuya le flash mob mfana umuntu anethe phume esaluni ze ting ting embodying part we king food I am a dance say 20 mfana sini stay routine enyi sithi release ama i confetti mfana kuvala strata songi ngida bang guqinyi
umjita lo ebekulatha ama
lokuze senzani u
Yeah, ekho into le ifuna andini umuntu wakhe bumazi nxa ixoxe lapha nxa ibona into ezinje la encwane into azifunayo shone ezihawuke la last when maybe can do it but nxa azokhuluma ngakho kumbe shone sithi ku cringe wena sukuyenza
lawo yabukathi suka how far dog but I look yana in most of culture it anyway jeki u proposal yana nosuka sisiyenzani ngeke mfike nguthatha esihamba ebhaba bese ngiqeda ba ngise sesikhawuteni ngithi uyafuna ukunatha utshwala futhi sithenile sangenile ukuze sabhadele eminyango webhaba
ubuwasiyanatha utshwala
so mina at that point I think I'll just say ukuthi bro maybe we should start looking for a wedding date or something do you think maybe kathe simali ethi vumta isichat layo sukwazi laphana ukuthi oh okay
yeah
it's game time
but everything is going commercial now so Lovola is commercial engagement, a commercial love is now commercial. I'm sure the company's made money in Valentine.
Gender review, man.
We are in like Bulawayo in the past week or so, for me, has been having a lot of activity on social media, regardless of Tafilin. Our white mayor said he's not resigning. Uten are gonna resign.
I feel in Dao. How do you feel before the
event? Literally in Dao. Ha? Abas a popo in Japan. And they're not even from Bulawayo. Like
the same story. I wonder about where the podcast was popular.
Like
exactly.
I wonder about that. Who online? Very
important.
You must keep it in your pants. The problem with people, especially Zimbabweans, let me just put Zimbabweans, when it comes to Bulawayo, it's when something good happens in Bulawayo and they were not there. You know, there are people when something happens, that's good, and they were not in the room when that thing was happening. They want to come and act as if nothing happened. Or say, because they were not there in the room, this thing didn't happen.
Like,
or it's not valuable because they were not there in the room.
Like something is only valid if you also believe it's valid one,
yeah.
Or something might only. As far as okay, I know, to umuntu ngayise nominate we. So kuthiwa uthola umuntu esithi mina ngimazi. Uthi oh, kanti wena ngolelecha ye musician nonke lethe Zimbabwe. Kulomunye kathi se Yugoslavia uqedwe ku electoral mayor. Ngoba lawa umazi futhi he's an illegitimate mayor. But that's anyway an internet trend now. Like something is only valid if you know it.
Ukungazulu nje like.
So,
it doesn't invalidate something being legitimate.
The funniest thing, this only occurs
when it's Bulawayo people. The Namas announced their nominees last week, right? Guess what? We had Ukina, we had Vuyo Brown, we had Umsiz K, we have the guys that did the production, Aladdin, the theater, the director and the two actors were nominated. And then let me be respectful, some person, because I almost said something. Hey, I don't know this Mrs. K guy. He only has 600 and something listeners.
But sometimes for me,
I'm like, you don't know him, but the people that matter know him. The people, the adjudicators that matter in the number process know him, and they put him there. How many people win the Grammys, bro? Abazio.
Internet ends up to like heightened self-importance, whatever. Because sometimes gulomtate complains, hey. Sorry to take you back to Indolana. $100 or I mean click our profile. And I saw the guy wearing fake essentials. I'm like, Dude, come on, bro.
As for you, sir.
And then Laila Law, what? Hey, this is his gay. I checked the guy. He's just a regular kid, bro. Patwan or something. Like, bro. Internet lens and he's feeling entirely low. Come
can
on,
I actually
man.
Say something, bro? Yeah. Can I speak for a bit? Speak for a bit about this.
Yeah.
Do you know? And I wanted to wear that shirt today, but I just forgot. Do you know a guy called Daycom from Rabe Bulawa?
No, no.
Yeah, I know him.
There is a guy called Daycom from here, Bulawa. What's that? Benside, Dapa. What Daycom writes for Chris Brown. What Daycom actually got recognition from the Grammy committee. He has a plaque from the Grammys giving him credit for being a songwriter on his last album, Chris Brown, Breezy. What Daycom, bro, has worked with, Mario, Ty Dolla $ign, who's this girl? Who's this famous one? Nigerian. Like, you can go check his profile. It's it's mind-bending, bro. And he's just here in Burnside. A lot of people don't know him, but he doesn't live here. I think he lives in LA now. Bro.
So, Mtonjalo and Voxas, I'm a PP award. And then
a Grammy nominated songwriter here in Burnside.
In the grand scheme of things.
I can promise you, bro, a lot of people watching this episode actually don't know him. So, please, guys, let me plug you. Daecolm. Go look for him on Instagram, iTunes, everything. He actually has a new song that came out. I might. I think it came out 3 February. Enjani, bro. This guy is just—he's mind-bendingly good.
I might.
A lot of people don't know him, but that doesn't invalidate the fact that he might be the only one with the biggest balls here in Bulawayo because he's Grammy nominated.
True, like simply because you don't know someone doesn't necessarily mean they're not worth it, bro.
Yeah.
Like when Omar's.
And it's actually embarrassing. I was into actually proud of you not knowing things.
So I got interviewed. I got interviewed after the numbers. I got interviewed about how there's no stand-up comedian category this year. They were asking me how were they snubbed by the numbers and what up. And then I saw a comment the CEO of my Grammys. What the CEO of my Grammys? What he? We don't. It's not about how popular you are. With us, we have a certain criteria for these.
It's about how good you are,
right? In my mind, I'm like, it's at this point, Dinamas thought I will have a stand-up comedian who deserves to be nominated, and it's okay, right? It doesn't say a lot of people stand-up comedians were doing work. I personally didn't submit. I no longer submit to awards. Like, I'm beyond awards now.
Right. You have to actually win them to talk like this. I used to talk like this before I won, and I sounded like a bitter ass hater.
When will I have gotten?
No, I have a BAA and some nominees at the NAMAs, right? But here's the thing. Bro, I don't have a NAMA, but bro, I'm always traveling outside the country, performing. I was with the president of Botswana. Like, when I tell people, these people, you're lying.
Oppressed up.
I was with the president.
I was firing this guy. I was firing this one.
He's supposed to be pressing a phone.
Pressing Gwandala.
I was with the president of Botswana, right? I had a standing ovation in Zambia. I don't care whether I get a nomination or not because I'm beyond that.
Dumelo, we miss you.
I own a festival, a comedy.
Yeah.
So I cannot get angry. Niti, the numbers didn't nominate any comedian. Maybe the criteria of they wanted this and the people submitted is not okay. Oh, no one submitted. It's okay.
It's fine.
It's okay. The BAA said something about the comedians when they nominated other guys. Stand up comedy was stagnant. In my mind, I'm like, you are not there in the room. That doesn't mean it didn't happen. We have private shows where I've corporates performing for corporates, but you're not then the room doesn't necessarily mean stand up comedy was not moving. So I think when it comes to awards, let's understand one thing: subjective.
Not even when it comes to awards, bro.
It's subjective.
Listen, this just comes with the entire territory. If even abantu bema awards can miss things, which means we're non gini. Vele, here's the plug I will say: if you are someone out there who engages in the arts and you think only you knowing someone validates them for an award. But your my guru is not at the awards because you knowing someone is not a metric for who is talented.
True.
Thank you.
True. Simple and straightforward. But anyway, Zimbabwe is toxic these days. Like, in fact, anything to do with people, people, I don't know.
I understand what happened.
I got this and I got this conversation that people are having. There's this conversation that people are having with Ekodini. Bro, there are things happening behind the scenes so much that people want to discredit Ukoltat at any given length.
Very political.
Bro, people are not going to Ukodini not because they don't want to do, but because they do not want to say, people have, we have cleaned the town, and say, we credit this to Ukoltat. Even people who eat and work with Coulthard are the ones behind this. I know there's a lady Zoro SM Choveni. I don't know Ugutiena. She's actually part of MRP, right? But the way she was talking, hey, who caught that? Hey, who caught that? Lee Wench Ungapalanga. Hey, Kishimito Samashon and Sobulawayo. Yeah, and my mind, I'm like, how the f- did we get to Coulthard going to the trouble thing? How did we get there? Guys. Ekodini, nalifuna kuvulwe. So kuvuliwe.
Kani mchoba sikhona nabana?
Hamba eh.
Yes,
so operating.
Go ahead, bro. Hamba. I'm a city boy.
But
life.
I want to still have right? Mishika shiga.
Lambo
mean,
boys.
I think this is what I think. Top. I think there were people who were making money with illegal things. These touts and what. Do you know, I didn't know to kulumuntu there were people who employed the touts. There's someone who says this is my territory. Mm. And there's touts doing the bidding for me. These are the people who do not want people to go to a good dean. Even the people are parking, the city council, the actual not
TTI.
The city, not TTI, the city council department. Yeah, the city council department, I'm a tow truck. Those are the guys benefiting from those guys because I remember tow truck is a PCC, you pay a corner upon a player club, they pay his money, Mount the Villa and Abeka, whatever I toy. These are
allegations.
The people that, these are the people. No, the
false allegations.
But you know what?
Pefula 40, calm
but
down.
But you know what I'm going to do?
You've been monologuing for like 10 minutes, dog.
But because I own a camera, right? I'm going to do one thing. Just one day, put my camera there. I'm going to turn on you. I'm going to record.
What's that routine?
Because what happened? Corner 8th and 4th Street. There is no problem. We problem we're gonna mobilize. We want Bulawayo to be clean. So we discuss what we make clean. How do you make Bulawayo clean? We move. We decongest the city center.
That's true.
Nah, but the other thing, really, Zimbabwe has been rotten for the longest time. We were actually used to
accusations.
Guys, we're used to just cutting corners on everything.
Yeah.
Imagine a copy paste like a system and corrupt like honka ma official. You can do even right. People here will struggle, will actually vote that government out. When I switch, I don't have to buy coin, me, nigga, member, any man, we need something because I'm in the lane fast. Abanda was like, Chela, I'm going to
just let me tell you.
You can't look in a food.
In the Kurumale, there is at least, let's say, 50% of whoever is in some form making money in the city, whatever structure they have is solely dependent on the fact that the economic structure is a bit broken.
Exactly. Because, yeah.
Listen, once everything gets fixed, Ama Bele awaseko, ama Honda Fita Tauta awaseko, ama Laicha awaseko.
Ama Spaza.
Dog, do you know in every 10 households in Sekasi, 8 of those households is Peter Indezi 3 in Kambile. Ama Honda Fita, ama Bele, ama Laicha. You take those three things out, people are, you
know. Ama Krosari, you have
friends so who actually say to me,
Labo Spatile.
Zimbabwe inga lunga, nyavu wengi la senti. Right, or change man. You see, now we've listed 4 things. Ipele, Honda Fita, we change man, ama Laicha. That's 80% of our relatives, dog. And if everything gets fixed, let's say in a 3-month spell, all of those people, so many people, they said, go chicken in.
You just reminded me of something. Do you remember?
So very. When
do you remember when the city council, the new council was sworn in? Do you remember they put out, was it a thing, Yoguti?
Yes, I remember.
Get away. And then people made a lot of noise about it. In my mind, I'm like, because health-wise, you know, but only from a health side of things, we all know it's not allowed.
But I
my foot went also avala any joint like all my Russian little now eight.
But which one am I say what a shwa what 10 rand? It's not like it's something even, I want to do
even
for
past,
but I've done the math.
You've done the math.
I have really what he passed. Even if you want $1 for $2, you want to pass the food. They say profit.
But speaking with Zakuma, my presents, I'm going to gift. Say Wicknell was giving out gifts at some point. Say Wicknell.
Oh.
Was giving out. I'm going to
say.
My question.
Which was close anyway.
I mean.
Yeah.
Poetic. So my question was, I asked some people, Minuguti, if it was you being called to come get that Mac, would you not go get it?
That's a difficult one, Doc. And once I say that's a difficult one, because I'm gonna be honest, bro. I don't know. You go Alan, okay, Alan made a joke on Twitter about like SABC or so there's a totally aqua. I haven't seen him that dog, I touch aqua con. And we'll end up with lift if we, you know. So I don't know, dog.
Would you, guys? It's a question. Would
maybe
you get
I've already positioned myself to a place where I don't think they would even offer me that. But
yeah, that's saying, the
problem. How about that, Kali?
We were sort of like open critics, but we into maybe big door. I'm sure most of us would take. But now I have to like dance for it in public.
If you were sent on Jebele, would you not go get the car?
Oh no, but Sandra is already in the system, Doc. So that's a different example.
That's a different, yeah.
Sandra use us as an example, Tina, who are easy. Auto Tina Sangama outliers. Our data set.
Okay, I put Meti. Mboni video yako lomfana lo lota kuto. That video is amazing. Because many of them have made kulong when I
want. Yeah, but that's not
then
what...
Then he's being rewarded for his art.
Exactly. That's okay. Not what he says. It's but not like yeah, they're going to say, mfana blind tat.
Yeah, nothing. I go bona king umsinsila fantan. Am I sure in his hand? Nancy Pence.
Listen to
it, Paul.
Testicle
flavor.
The sad state of things, bro. This is also when you see how desperate people have become to openly sell, quote unquote, their morals.
Remember, like Google Twitter, like H1 really poster all the time. H1 poster like all the time. Very even the profile picture I kept going. So like up a paragraph, take weekend like legit 60 and phone mobilize. But then someone was says Zuma Google profile picture when it start less time get out. Dog, I just take this start.
My man, taffies or something.
Hey, and okay. Then when you are of your dog's land, but Jay, when why was a party party you have to beg? We literally write now in a 7 zilla.
We have introduced this on post.
guys.
So yeah, it's one of bro. Those. What is this team? I can't even tell you about to get things. I don't think is right.
Very so called Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah,
of sorts.
Exactly.
Stockholm syndrome. Once you know something, a little gesture or photo, and then that's super party.
I can't be dancing for the kidnappers. Bro.
Right. Yeah. So
I can't.
This past Sunday, AFCON finished. Right. Is this Sunday?
Yes, sir.
AFCON finished. Super Bowl. Was also happening. So let's start with AFCON. AFCON finale. Your take, guys.
I've never been teamed in Nigeria and the party.
I'm attracted to
the took it home. Also, as a. Whoa, what any? Hey, Mfana, you have an issue, Mfana. just as someone who loves sports, I'm happy with you. Loan your proposal.
No, he's not.
Yeah, where's Sally Lato?
He's a host, actually.
Oh, he's a host. Yeah. That's why he's dressed like that.
Yeah.
What's that? I'm a crossband.
Those things are so lame, bro.
I'm a crossband. But the way fashion works, bro, fashion is just a cycle.
Yeah, at some point you like them.
Do you know Umdalawan, when he was like SI boys, he used to take like some of his clothes and give to my mother to keep it. It was like just a sentimental thing for him. He just wanted to see his boys wearing his clothes. Sadly, he gave birth to some extremely tall boys. I mean, I think Umdalawan doesn't go on a grade 6 second term. Do you know if you stay a credit 6 and go square shoes come down?
Okay.
These are facts, bro. I wore my dad's clothes when I was in sixth grade. So all of us short past his clothes and we can't wear them. But I always look at him butlers like because it's a wardrobe. So if fashion is a cycle, bro. Ula mama shit I would go say boys. And so I've never seen that shirt in my whole life. But it would give out to give me dog. But in Narale
Nigga dog. Nigga belly dog.
Your first comment would be, funny shit you titting.
It's nice.
So in the Bama crossband today, crossband line gain as a pumit.
There's a pen to wear. But for now,
We're talking about sports.
Oh yes, I was saying as a lover of sports generally. I think it's always a great show when a host nation wins the World Cup. Whatever tournament it is, it's always nicer. Because at least more people are happier. And I know the energy is always more electric because of whoever's hosting. So I know, somewhere in my heart, it's very subtle, some round of 16, I was like, hey, but this would be dope if Ivory Coast gets it. Because the stadium was always packed with the one with Ivory Coast anyway. And they took it.
And the production, what do you think? Like the whole production, presentation.
AFCON. It was a proper show.
Yes, this time around they really improved. Yeah.
Because it total, really but yeah. Yes, I saw some clip also about it. Total energies.
But other than that, Motsepe, credit to Motsepe. I mean, Motsepe has really revolutionized soccer in Africa beyond Sundowns. And credit to him, increased the teams at AFCON.
Yeah.
Increased the teams of
AFCON. Yeah, team,
but even the stadiums. Ivory Coast pick up. Like what they did to the stadiums, bro. Yeah. Amazing.
I also tell people it's really hard for me to focus because Sipam Gwembali Mola. And this episode is actually being shot today, Wednesday, the 14th of February. So I'm a Vale Vale Ziakara. I'm going to ask you, what record is Saizu Ipiro? Saizu Ipiro, Lavandu Ebonu.
You can tell about Kepa, Ovala.
What happened to you?
Yeah. Right, okay. Your sentiments on AFCON, Ralph?
Yeah, I'm saying it was well put, like it was cool. But when it got to the final, I mean I lost interest. Whoever won could have won.
Which team were you rooting for?
I wasn't even rooting for anyone, that's what I figured.
Right. I ignored AFCON.
Whoever won, plus Mina Totan the Twitter, so I really wanted Nigeria to lose so that Pandak on it has. So yeah. But otherwise,
but for me, Sunday for me, better. I put the
Perry, Mahomes.
I put AFCON. Yeah, I went to Mahomes, Super Bowl 58. Super Bowl, no, man. Super Bowl 58.
It's okay to be a homosexual.
I watched Super Bowl 57. Super Bowl 58 came and Usher's performance.
Yeah,
he killed
Usher. Usher performed all his hits. He then had Alicia Keys, he had Will I Am, he had Jermaine Dupri.
Why did Lil Jon come back and he
like
a rear?
Lil Jon is like a car, bro. No, they're all there, bro. And for a guy of his age, bro, changing costumes, getting on roller skates. Dancing, bro.
Actually, ghost. We went in Goma Kide and Jadu. Ruined. You ruined me for everybody. Hey, I did a whoopee. Uchilo, Tom and Loe, Nigeria. Who's this guy? Hey, I did a whoopee. I know I'm going to say, Ben. What's this guy's name? The Nigerian guy. Hold on.
Ben.
Not Ben.
Wiz.
Hold on. Feels.
Okay.
Feels, man. Peels.
Now.
Phelz.
Now, what happened? I mean, I was watching, bro, the whole performance. it's not as, for me, it's not as amazing as what they did with Rihanna. Because everyone was always, it's for one, Rihanna's been years. Right? Asha, it is things that has happened with KK Palmer, every time. And for a person of his age, bro, that guy keeps getting better, bro.
Yeah, he really held it down.
Like,
that's where he gets that energy from. Young girls, my man, young girls. Why do you think Leo DiCaprio is only getting better with time, son? You must sleep around.
Bro.
Artistic energy.
But he affects, though. As long as you perform at the Super Bowl, you don't get paid. It's for free. The Apple sponsors $50 million, pays $50 million to the NFL to sponsor that halftime show, right? About $30 million is put into the production to pay those dancers and production hiring.
Logistics.
$30 million. Winner, as an artist, you get nothing. Dre even had to add $7 million of his own money to the production. Someone else added again $7 million. Travis Scott, I think, or someone else. What fuck? $7 million.
So who perform a Super Bowl for? Who be a podcaster?
No, but
there's a catch to it.
But there's a catch. Here's the catch. Oh, The Weeknd spent $7 million. Same thing with Dre. To add on to the budget of IPA.
Yeah, so Travis will eat it.
Okay, here's the
thing. Super Bowl is watched by 115 million people. Right? Justin Timberlake, when he performed, you saw a 534% increase in music sales after Super Bowl 52.
He kept keeping going. Travis Scott
booking fee moved, doubled from 500,000 to 1 million after Super Bowl 53. Jennifer Lopez and Shakira gained 300 million Instagram followers after Super Bowl 54. Right? Rihanna's numbers. Number one most streams artist globally. 17 songs in top 40 on Spotify. Gained 3 million Instagram followers. Fenty beauty searches were 833%. And the most crazy thing, Rihanna's performance had more views than actual game by 3 million.
So yeah, it's actually a crazy sport. Fanana
so
no,
it's exposure,
Kanye.
But you know what it does.
Did you see what Kanye did?
No.
He paid 7 million.
Kanye,
yeah.
Know what Kanye did? Now with who?
My 40 might just saying talking to late. Like okay. I'm the Kanye fan Kanye, here.
I'm gonna go to Kanye. Let's finish Asha.
Calm down,
did,
dog.
Asha announced that he's gonna do a tour in his album. Right, the moment Asha is stage the album. The thing was, the moment it gets off the stage at halftime, the album goes on sale.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. That was genius. I was saying, Kanye, like, up a delay for a sports ad, 7 million.
That's and then, 30 seconds.
Yeah. And then he just used 7 million to pay for the sport. And then was a chatty video yourself. And that generated a lot of impressions.
About 17 million.
Exactly.
Worth
of
sales. Mm. 19 million, actually. Mm-hmm. You spent 7 million, then you had 19 million worth of sales.
So, yeah. That
and it's still using a phone. Apparently, he just did that video using his iPhone.
That's it. But
pay 7 million, and
you know, obviously that worked. I know people looking at it like, oh, it's about that only worked because it was really on brand for him.
But
it's Kanye West, bro.
So you expect
that is right down the line of his career. That is 20 years of hard work paying off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because you made a brand, and really that kind of thing is genius for him.
And it can't be cancelled. And one number one carries. That's I mean, we keep up with now. Yeah.
I think like even when he did the anti-Semitic thing, no, I'm much the not. I don't much them. I think I'm canceling. What do you think is the craziest thing I can do with Tala? What the anti-Semitism? What imagine I survive anti-Semitism? Listen, woman. What give me a year, boss? Why shy anti-Semitism? What bouncer back?
I
think he's doing it to just push that. Also, it's also to create a safe barrier for yourself. Because I feel like if you purposefully widen how far you can push things and then you stay here, then you're okay. Because now he can do whatever.
Okay, it's not as crazy.
That picture of us, like, okay, honey, raincoat. She was wearing, like,
did you even see him yesterday?
He
posted a video saying, I can post my wife how many times I want because she makes me happy. Go post your wife, bro. It's my Instagram. It's my wife. Yeah. What he even said, you guys are all going crazy about the album. You like the album because I'm in a happy place because she makes me happy and that's why I post it all the time. If I stop posting her, then I'm not happy. And it's like, what was it? Go eat yourself. I'm full for you, daughter. But you know.
But I guess America, okay, America is the epitome of capitalism, right?
Founders.
Because just before that, a week before, they had the Grammys, right? And they Tracy Chapman perform a fast car. The next day, she was number one on iTunes.
I America can do. You know how the Bentley brothers actually made Bentley famous? There's this documentary called The Cars That Built the World. These guys made would race Mama Bentleys. Very Bentley was actually made as a race car. It's not like race, but it's kind of hard to explain. But anyway, these races used to happen Sunday. It was called the Bentley Billionaires Club or something, Bentley Boys or whatever. And then when their first Bentley that they made, I don't know, they are winning on Sunday. And then on Monday, stocks was a fly off the shelf. So Bentley started win on Sunday, sell on Monday. It's called the marketing order, win on Sunday, sell on Monday. And it works in America because you can do the Super Bowl and see 1,000% increase in revenue next day.
Yeah, but I just saw even the, like, and David, but I saw even the attendance, like, everyone who kind of met us, Kushopis was there. All the section, like, about Travis, about Quavo, like,
I'm blind. But I
won't say this. So now I'm driving to this point.
Sorry.
Those people wanna, cause it's Super Bowl by treating him like he World Cup final. Isn't those how they put so much value on them? I can imagine Latila, like maybe a sporting event, maybe musical festival. Everyone has to show up there. You go lapo ko vela koni vina muscles abo.
Highland Dynamos. Yeah, but that's
the one, boy.
That's the one.
But nah, dog. Like, Grand we need to put money on that thing. Yeah. Like,
but for us to put money, yeah, people need to start showing up. We need to treat it like that.
Exactly. But I will say, like how those people take their thing serious.
None of this is a reflection of American football being like an amazing sport. Yeah. What they've just done is just injected in. Sorry, created just hype around that event.
Exactly.
In fact, it's no way even top five sports in the world, though.
So,
it's trash.
Let me try and give you some numbers here, especially on the Super Bowl. The tickets are going for 8,400.
That's what I'm saying. They just monetized.
The ticket. The lowest ticket was around 8,400, right? Mm. And this was the lowest attended, apparently, Super Bowl. Now, here's the thing. It was held in the city of Las Vegas. And the city on its own got 600 million, right?
On its own.
The weekend, right? And then you then look at the best that were made. About 67 million people who put bets. 67 million were betting on this. At the end of the day, the Super Bowl generated $22 billion.
That's true. I wanna,
$22 billion was generated on the weekend.
But catch me dead for you catch me watching any American sports. Those people are fucking, they are full of nonsense. They invent a sport, only they play it. They invent a sport, they try to export it to the rest of the world. The world says, and then they play it by themselves and then they call themselves world champions.
World champions.
And did it with basketball, they did it with baseball, they did
American
football.
One of the games in the next coming NFL season is going to be played at the Santiago Bernabéu.
Really?
They're going to have
a season.
They're having one a season game being played at Santiago Bernabéu.
I mean, I'll tell you something. Season. If you see Ama Arabs, it's not exportable, but because the Arabs, they've taken WWE, they've taken UFC, they've taken Formula One, they've taken football, they've taken everything, bro. They've taken wild animals. Anything, those people there in Dubai, my brother.
Here's the thing. It's the Americans haven't expanded global.
No, they've tried. Several times, dog. Is I'm a sporter, but just not that. Because the problem with also most of their sports need too much to happen.
Baseball needs
American football. Helmet. Ones are taking helmet.
Doctors, and you have to invest in a lot of,
I'm a
lot of doctors.
But it's checking this. It's checking this thing you bought at this dinner.
I did.
I've been, over the years, I've been learning American football, right?
Okay.
Getting to know American football. And, no, it's not jump. So, do you know what a lot of people have died or gone crazy after their careers?
Because it's a dumb sport.
Because they even has a movie that Will Smith called Concussion that Will Smith took.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That game vele. And then also a NFL at some point. You know, these college, they make money from college football, bro, and high school football. Like, that thing is played religiously in America. So they were making money to say, from a million of people, millions of people who play in football from high school to college, only maybe 1% make it to the league. And they make money in college.
So the students are not dumb.
Those things are not saying funny money. That's funny money.
NCAA.
Let me tell you why American football is dumb. Mm. They don't even play the ball. They don't even play the ball.
The ball is just thrown to my wide receivers and one of my running back and something else.
But I'm going to play the ball. I'm going
to play the ball. What the fuck?
So what? <There we
go. laughs>
Yeah. This guy really owes us a lot of money today.
Man, my first one, man.
Here's the funny thing I discovered. There's an offensive coach, a defensive coach, and then there's the actual.
They don't even play the ball. Chelsea basketball could study poor. It tennis could study poor. It disc could study poor. It's like, they don't even play the ball, bro.
So he touched down by the Sanza.
But Chiki Pora, in a play, most likely in a play, but you're number two. In a play.
When the I take his pants, I'm going to shoot to Ralph Nyam.
The quarterback. Snap. That guy snaps. The quarterback takes the ball. And his now he has to throw it so that someone can. Three people.
I'm going to explain it. 70.
Trash.
Jay, he was asking. The objective is the ball. Play the ball. Do something with the ball. Score the ball. That's how like popular sports work. They don't even play the ball, those guys, though.
But it's sporting as CEO, it's America. There's a sport called lacrosse. There's a sport called lacrosse.
A NASCAR.
I understand cool. Formula One.
NASCAR is cool.
NASCAR is cool because for me it's like 24-hour Le Mans. Because it's about also.
Le Mans is amazing.
Yeah, but it's also about the durability and motor.
Le Mans is amazing. Yeah. Le Mans for me.
Yeah, 24 hour Le Mans.
Le Mans for me.
It's off the chain.
Le Mans for me.
And I think if I had money, dog, I would do like. There's a Dakar, but not like Dakar level. Rallycross. Rallycross always looks dope, dog.
Okay. Right?
I would do rallycross, but not like too extreme. I would do tossing Shang. Because there's a Dakar, isn't going to start Colisi at some point.
But
minor league. I'll do a minor league Dakar. I'll do something like that.
Because at some point, I'm going to answer you, Dakar, I'm going to do that. So blind, but like.
Ah, then what is for Chodi Modi? Is he stuck it? Is it?
But yeah.
If we're talking something like rally cross, 2 or 3 hour rally cross, this is what you can do. If you watch Top Gear, they have episodes where they do that. So
let's come back to this. Country of ours. Kama Billiard is joining Hanamos.
Kama Billiard is
joining.
Where is he from?
I think he's from that side.
He's joining Dynamos.
Yeah. East side.
How the mighty have fallen.
But outside of that, also, it might be another tough season for the boys. Because Tina Ngati, Ngati,
No. It's got nothing to do with that. Mina, I feel the biggest fumblers when it comes to administering the Islanders or anything that happens is the Islanders administration.
I feel like you're about to go on another monologue
I'm just saying.
That's outside of the question. All I'm saying
When as a supporter, you need to understand that part.
Oh, period. I see, I was going to do things wrong. I'm always against, anyway, I've said this on previous episodes, I'm against us talking about level 8 problems when we have a bigger level 1 problem,
okay,
which is fixing the economy in the first place. Because some of these things happen because I want to balance these in cleaning. The system has just been so broken that service complainer, like for example, I don't want to rant. It's not like is what solves the problem. Why are we taking sumumbu? Or illegal letter. We start there, we fix those things, and then those people are eliminated. Kufala, we do tell abantu be isuwech blockade. Abantu be fortune to two. Hey, come on, fortune to two, vida. Then it's like dog. You must first ask kuti. Kadesi ukuru ya bafana daba aba ku false road because of an accident. Abantu ana asebe sima na pa be fill up a pothole. Be kedi maligo makonyet. And then one of the kids got hit by a haulage truck. And then there was this thing, it's illegal to be filling potholes. And they're like, my man, do you hear yourself?
Why?
Why are kids filling potholes in the first place? See? Do you understand?
Yeah.
I have false road.
The whole false road from Bulawayo, like, especially this 60-kilometer stretch, bro.
Before we get Pinisi, that one is bad. Ah, then we're even after Pinisi.
Bro.
Osubambo, all the way to the planet. Ah, it's
imagine, so, imagine the worst thing is when you're now going to Vic Force, the caves are Wangila Wana.
Yeah, it's Wangila, like Wangila bad.
And then Wangila Vic Force, that 100 kilometer, the west.
I think if I plan was taking my helicopters on Kibanganba, I'm assuming, because there is no way. I saw a crazy stat, bro. Do you know we're actually still considered a rural country? Do you know that, Doc?
Wow.
Because we have about 110,000 kilometers of road network, but maybe between 10 and 15% of that is tar.
We are actually considered a rural country. Then
we're just village folk. We are village folk, bro.
Yeah, after some time, I'm asking myself, is our problems, are they now availability of water, or we do not have chemicals to clean them?
We're also having a drought here this year.
Because Amazon, even if we are maybe for those days, they're not even clean.
Like,
come on.
The capacity of my dams. I'm a dams that even, hey, Lebanon trans is curious in the way. I'm a dams. So, thinking with the dams is that the capacity I was ever reduced because I think so about the siltation is out of the quality. Yeah. And second, leaving equipment, you clean a man's. I won't need to go with. All I will say is I made a prediction.
Why have I got a dams?
So apparently, one engineer said, the moment we try and remove that siltation out of the dams, so Amanz land, the siltation is one making sure Amanz. So how they take extract water from the dams? So now, the situation now is the one that's keeping the water level on top for it to go to the hand. The moment that keep that water goes under the pipes.
That sounds like a story, but all right.
I was awake, I was in my bedroom, and for almost an hour I was like, I'm hungry, I need to go to the kitchen. So I was like, let me go to the kitchen, bro. It drove midnight. I get them, but I'm like,
Lee hated the podcast.
Bro, me, I'm planning.
That's how my 40
I can't get up, bro. Next thing, I'm like, wait. Mamagrove is
called. Hey, we have Papla Matem by 13. All the way have Papla Matem by 13.
And then cooking where 2 liters gone.
Ish.
Okay.
I may be hosted.
Laptops are safe so far. They didn't get in the car. Bro, bachi router, bachi toaster, bachi blender.
Do you know, can like, I say something? That kind of feels like umntate was. Like when you want to have a figure as a tie round. Every say figure, pong, tola gula, sliding, digging for wind. It's a chonja something in hand.
A chance, opportunity.
This wasn't the breaking. This is umntate very weird tie round. What tola much dawa kapan.
Yeah.
Or Obama came a PS on 4 Pumala.
Let me find out who to rest.
Moye. It's him.
First of all, we micro.
Maybe
imagine someone's given that as a present today.
The microwave?
Maybe, but announce.
To be honest, I was thinking to him not appreciate anything. No, I wasn't
thinking. Can
I also say something?
Yeah.
I want to say something. Yeah. I feel like, you know, with a conversation that usually happens around how women dress and maybe if they can. Like the pro-abortion, anti-abortion stance.
Mm.
And, you know, the new wave of thought that's showing up, actually, which I also support, is maybe men should not have a say in what women can do with their bodies. Which, okay, fair and fine. I'll understand that one. Women are saying, let us make the laws on whether we are pro-abortion or, you know, anti-abortion, or let women decide how they want to dress. And I want to say liberties come at a price. If you want to enjoy the liberty of free speech, like we do here, you have to be open to the price you go to say salapa and you don't say stream because of cool me shit. And that's a price we must open.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm a see number, I say as dope, or in my crave, you're going to church. Those are things that happen. Now, if you also want the liberty of dressing how you like, it's fine, dog. But that comes with the price of also now getting judgment.
And exit.
Hey, judgment. People are gonna, you know, there's gonna be connotations to the way you dress. Dress how you want, it's fine. But also don't expect to get the liberty without the price you have to pay for the liberty. That's how these things go. Tina, Lati week, let's say, okay, as a woman, you want to take the stance on whether something can be this way or that way. You must also be willing to pay the price that comes with that specific liberty. There's no free liberty, bro, here. Yeah, bro. So, Mina, with that said, I feel like as men, we cannot comment on these kind of things because we don't have ovaries and we don't have... Let them comment and let them decide what they do.
Okay.
And if we agree on that, can we also agree on that? Women don't have money. They must stop telling us what we must do. Every week, we must wake up to being told, Indoda must give me this much. I'm not married, Ina. Why are you telling that citizens in your money? Am I not making sense here?
Wherever you are, I'm a colleague. Okay, please.
Now, once again, one of the greatest Ralph quotes that have come out of this podcast is, every data set is outliers. I'm not saying every single woman is broke. We know a lot of women that are doing well financially.
Yeah,
even our current boss here is a letter. You know, we appreciate those things, you know. But for the most part, good rough for the hoes. I think I said the same thing last Valentine's also. Didn't I say the same? I think if you guys go watch the last Valentine's episode, so I started nigger to say to sit in the Malini for shut up. I will tell you what I'll do with my man.
You will
tell me how you will dress.
For men who lasted 2 months, $20 will make.
Or if you guys want to tell us what to do with our money, then we will tell you how to dress.
Deal.
We take it or leave it.
And what to do with your bodies.
Mm. You take it or leave it.
But
I will tell you what to do
with your bodies. I agree with you. But I mean, I still feel a conversation, and even this, I think there must be a conversation on either end. Because you cannot say, I'm a man, and you want to raise sisu. I'm like, oh, I'm going to have an offspring, ne? And then, no, I'm
going to what?
have an offspring. Like, I'm going to be young.
Oh, offspring. Hey, yeah. Fana, let's do Kurumo when you're
not. Right?
Kurumo, you are blind.
Interesting. What is it? Come on.
I'm telling my phone. Don't worry.
I'm following my microwave. How did it talk?
So,
microwave.
So,
boys, a cool podcast. They're talking microwave. Boys.
Oh, I think there was something like that. Yeah? What up, bro? Microwave 40 in this bitch. I'm not going to this bitch.
Yeah. I love you.
We're at school later, bro. We're at school later, put it
on. Thank you for watching the podcast, guys. See you next week.
And they tipping me off. I know you from the inside out. We do some real talking at my mama's house. We finna get some for $1. We might just hit home in a Honda. But are you ready?